Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Lemons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Lemons. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The shortstop, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Ford. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dick Billings. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Grieve. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Broberg. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Pete Broberg. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball four. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is hit by the pitch. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Billings and he is safe. May steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Pete Broberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg bunts towards the mound. Lemons fields it and throws to first for the out. Randle moves to second. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Greve throws the ball into Billings who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Reichardt moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lemons. Ford moves to second. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0 for 1 in the game. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemons strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Broberg. Kelly moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Broberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg is 0-for-0 in the game. Broberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little strikes out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game. With a single. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson is called out on strikes. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Ford reaches second base with a double. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-2 in the game. Billings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's White Sox, 1, Rangers, 1. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemons strikes out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0 for 2 in the game. Grieve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Lovito pinch runs for Tom Grieve. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Lovito moves to second. 1 out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Broberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Broberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Lovito now playing center field. Larry Biotner now playing left field. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. May is hit by the pitch. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Billings and he is safe. May steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jim Little. Mike Paul now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Lovito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Rick Reichardt now playing center field. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gossage now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ford bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to third. Hara moves to second. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Billings hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Billings reaches second base with a double. Nelson scores. Hara scores. It's 3-1, Rangers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billings moves to third. Joe Lovitto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovitto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Randle reaches second base with a double. Billings scores. Howard scores. Biotner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Rangers. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales pinch hits for Rich Gossage. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.